Yes, Sepetin.
Have you joined the people who are trying to join?
Only two members that are still trying to join, Sepetin. Honorable Abraham or Honorable Njato. The other five members are on the platform already, Sepetin.
Yeah. So we can start, eh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's start, honorable members. Good afternoon again. Thank you for availing yourselves. I know it's a Friday afternoon, and we are racing against time. The subcommittee on appointment of director of Parliamentary Budget Office. There's an agenda. Can you fly to the agenda? And let's also mute honorable members. Let's also mute so that you may have your videos on. If you are not, your videos, honorable Joseph, you can leave them on. If you are not having connectivity challenges. So you want to fly to the agenda? Okay. Here is an agenda, opening and welcome. Apologies, report back on qualifications, verification, security vetting, and secretary to parliament, reply on forensic investigation, and then deliberations on the preferred candidate, and then consideration of draft minutes, and I think closure after that. All members, you remember that we, about 2 weeks ago, we conducted interviews and went in Johannesburg, and then we agreed on certain processes before we could continue with our recommendation. Amongst those processes was the question of qualifications, verification, the security vetting. And subsequent to that, there was a matter which was referred to the acting secretary to parliament. So those things, as you can see, they are covered. I think that's where we'll start before we go to agenda item number 4. I think in your emails, because I saw that there are many people who are copied there's an email coming from Legislature Watch from Mr. Anon. If I may check with other members, did you receive that email? It came in at 12:05 in my inbox. But that's fine. We'll deal with it. Perhaps if you may make it a bullet point number 4 under 3. Legislature Watch. Legislature. Mm-hmm. But legislature is T-U-R-E.
Yes, I saw that, Chair. Thank you. Got that.
I have that. Okay. Board members, do we have any apologies, Lubabalo?
Hello, Chair.
Yes.
I'm trying to switch on my camera because we have been advised that we are live, but it is taking long. There are no apologies, Chairperson, except that there are two members that are still trying to join. I thought later on I was going to make follow up and see if they have joined, because Estelle is also assisting me with accepting the co-host. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Okay, all members, with your indulgence, we've got members who are trying to join. Looks like there's some technicality from your IT room. Are you winning, Lubabalo?
I'm planning to just switch off and rejoin because it looks like I've got a technical problem taking place this night. But we understand is here, Chairperson on the platform. She will take over whilst I'm still trying to switch off and rejoining the meeting, Chair.
Okay, that's fine.
Chairperson, then it's Joseph here.
Yes,
the question.
Yes, or yes, Joseph.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. I just would like to ask, I know all the meetings has been opened thus far. This is also an open meeting or a closed meeting?
It's an open meeting, Honorable Joseph. We've said we just want to be transparent with this process. And those honorable members who can afford to switch on their videos, they always request that we do that, not unless you are having connectivity challenges. Did you get that? Estelle?
Yes, Chairperson.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Chairperson.
Yeah. The people who are trying to join, are they? You know what's
happening? No, we haven't. Mr. Njadu and Ms. Abram are not on the platform yet. Mm. We're still waiting for them.
Okay. Can I get guidance from you, honorable members? Do we continue? Or you want
to... Chairperson, we must continue because the meeting was scheduled for a certain time.
That's
Are we correct? Are we correct?
Yeah, I think we are. Are we correcting on Estelle?
Yes, Chairperson, we are. Five out of seven members are present.
Okay, thank you. Let's then proceed. I've just given you a little bit of a background that you are all aware of, and then we agreed that we are meeting today to consider our the candidates that we must want to propose. So I think one thing that we would like the welcome to the support staff, all of you, thank you very much, and for the documents that you have been giving us. Then I will want us to deal with agenda item number 3, the report on qualifications verification. Advocate Tawa, are you taking all these things?
Chairperson, I'm sorry, I don't know whether it's only me, but the presentation or the item on the screen is just half.
Yeah, in fact, there is that thing. Can you, Estelle? There's something on the screen which you don't need.
Yes, I see, Chair. Lubabalo, are you back? Because he is controlling the screen from his side and he was switching off to reconnect. Let me just see if I can also share the screen. Let me just see. As a co-host,
are you winning, Estelle? Okay, we've got an agenda. I think we can proceed on the basis of this agenda, honorable members. I had said the legislature watch. You want to write that again, Estelle? Yeah. Yeah. Email, yeah. I think let's proceed on the basis of this agenda. I was asking Advocate Tau, is it who's taking us on agenda item number 3?
That is correct, Chairperson. I'm waiting for my colleagues to share the presentation. I have it on my side, but you may not see the slides.
Please let's share the presentation.
Okay.
Thank you. What's happening with our IT today?
It seems to be taking time to from my side, I can see the first light, but it is shaded.
We don't have, we're only seeing your documents in your inbox, I suppose, your documents. See you now, but want to see the document? Yeah, there it comes.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. We may go to slide number 2.
Take it to the slide mode.
Slide number 2, Chairperson and Honorable Members, it is the table of contents. We are going to brief the committee about the qualification verification, the vetting results, the submissions from the Acting Secretary to Parliament, and also reflect on submission by Mr. Sean Miller, and also the correspondence that we received from one of the unsuccessful candidates that we dealt with administratively. At the time of doing this presentation, we have not received the communication from the legislature ward, but because it is also on the table, I believe members will be able to engage on it. We can go to the next slide, slide number 3. On slide number 3, it is qualifications verifications. We have just included all the candidates. Candidate number 1 and 2 have withdrawn. And then candidate number 3, which is Mr. B. Khumalo, the qualifications have been confirmed. Candidate number 4, Professor Mohammed, Dr. Mohammed, his qualification has been confirmed. Candidate number 5, J.W. Mostert, his qualifications have been confirmed. Candidate number 6, Ms. Dr. Olandi, her qualifications have been confirmed. Chairperson, with sadness, candidate Professor Plaki, who passed on recently, may his soul rest in peace. We have not gone further than after hearing the sad news, this process. Candidate number 8, Dr. Janjis, the qualification has been confirmed. And then candidate number 9, Mr. Stewart, he withdrew, so the process of qualification verification could not continue. We can go to slide number 5. Slide number 5, Chairperson. On this slide, Chairperson, we have the outcome of the vetting results. The letter that we received, I'm just going to read the sentence. The outcome of the investigations confirms that the above mentioned candidates are South African citizens, and there are no defaults registered against their names. Furthermore, no security concerns came to light. And the candidate referred to is Dr. Janjis Dumisani Joseph, Mr. Khumalo Bongani, Dr. Mohammed Siraj, Mr. Jacobus Vellum, Dr. Olandi Nedia, and the late Professor Blackis Daniel. That is the outcome of the vetting results, Chairperson. We can go to the next slide. The next slide is the submission from the Acting Secretary to Parliament. It is a very short letter. It was distributed for record purposes. I'm going to read it with your permission, Chairperson. And it reads as follows.
Sorry.
Receipt of your letter dated 30 September 2020 as per the subject matter.
Advocate.
Thank you for inquiring.
Advocate. This is a response to a letter. What was the letter saying?
Oh, okay. The letter inquired about the alleged investigation that was the committee received, that there was an investigation, and the committee wanted to know how the internal candidates were affected. I'm not sure if my colleagues are able to display the letter that was sent to the Acting Secretary to Parliament Chairperson.
Let's see. Yeah, I think it's for completion. I think we need to.
I will wait for the letter to be displayed, Chairperson. Thank you. The chairperson, the letter is displayed here.
Please read it.
Okay. It is addressed to Ms. P.N. Jawa, Acting Secretary to Parliament, Parliament of the Republic of South Africa. Dear Ms. Jawa, request for information on forensic investigation into the Parliamentary Budget Office. As you will be aware, the Standing and Select Committee on Appropriations and Finance were tasked with recommending a suitable candidate for the position of the Director of the Parliamentary Budget Office, PBO. On Friday, the 11th September 2020, the four committees agreed on short list of 9 candidates to be interviewed, of which 3 candidates have since withdrawn from the process. The names and abridged CVs of the shortlisted candidates were subsequently published for public comment. One of the submissions contained in the following paragraph. I'm reading the submission, the content of the submission. The Acting Secretary to Parliament is in possession of information which may have negative implications for the fit and proper status of at least 2 of the internal candidates. I indicated in 2018 to the ASTP that such issues should be properly investigated by Parliament Administration. A forensic investigation was commissioned, and it did recommend action against the previous director on one count, but it failed to properly investigate a number of key issues, including some pertaining to the other staff. That is close quote. Now, the next paragraph continues of the letter. During its deliberation, the Joint Subcommittee of the above-mentioned 4 committees tasked with conducting interviews indicated that it needed more information on the forensic investigation as far as it relates to the current process. Can we go to the next paragraph? The next paragraph. You are therefore requested to indicate whether there were any adverse findings in the above mentioned foreign investigation report on any of the 3 internal candidates. And if there were any adverse findings against them, please advise what those findings were. The 3 internal candidates that were interviewed are Dr. D.G. Dungis, Dr. S. Mohammed, and Dr. N. Olandi. Your cooperation in this matter would be highly appreciated. Sincerely, Chairperson, Honorable Buthelezi. Thank you, Chairperson. That is the letter, in short, that was addressed to the Acting Secretary to Parliament. With your permission, we may now go to the response that we received from the Acting Secretary to Parliament.
Hello.
I'm here, Chairperson.
Yeah. Then you can continue with the response to the said letter.
Yes, it was on one of my slides. My colleague can just open that document that I was presenting, because I just copied the letter and paste it on the slide for the sake of the viewers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, there it is.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. And this is the contents of the letter addressed to the Chairperson by Acting Secretary to Parliament. I acknowledge receipt of your letter dated 30th September 2020 as per the subject matter. Thank you for inquiring on the status of the three officials within PBO. I can confirm that after the whistleblowing regarding the financial mismanagement and interference with HR processes in the PBO, I instituted a forensic investigation in line with the fraud and corruption policy of the of Parliament, signed and approved by the Executive Authority of Parliament, dated 19 July 2017. I can confirm that the outcomes of this investigation did not find any wrongdoing by the officials Dr. E.G. Janjis, Dr. S. Mohammed, Dr. N. Olandi, as mentioned in your letter. The objections comes from a person who has a detailed report and is aware of the outcomes thereof. I am available to provide any further information on this matter if the need arises. This concludes the response from the Acting Secretary to Parliament Chairperson.
Thank you.
We may go to the next slide. The next slide is a submission from Mr. Sean Miller. Now, Mr. Sean Miller submitted to the POs, that is the presiding officers, the Speaker of Parliament and the Chairperson of the NCOP, his concerns that the internal candidates do not meet the fit and proper requirement. He also is also questioning the manner in which the internal candidates were asked about the alleged investigation and their responses. He further provides additional information relating to his personal interaction with the internal candidates during his tenure as an employee within the Parliamentary Budget Office and the CCMA proceedings. He further questioned the information given to the committee by the Acting Secretary to Parliament. So the comment I'm making here is that the input from the legal advisor for the committee will assist the committee with regard to this submission by Mr. Miller. Can we go to the next slide? I spoke to Advocate Jenkins. I believe he's in the meeting. He will provide inputs on this matter to the committee. Now, on this slide, Chairperson, it is a communication from one of the unsuccessful candidates, that is Dr. Siziwe Zuma. The first communication that we received was when the candidate wanted to know if her application was received, and as administration, we confirmed the receipt of her application and indicated that recruitment process is still underway. She wrote back and she wanted to know if shortlisting and interviews were done. We wrote back to confirm that the interviews were concluded and they were made public or broadcasted live. And she wrote back to us why she was not shortlisted. And we responded to say, upon reviewing all applications, the committee decided on a shortlist of 9 preferred candidates published on the 11th of September 2020. Following that, the shortlist was again published for public comment on the 17th of September 2020. Unfortunately, her application was unsuccessful. And she wrote back to ask the exact reasons why she was not shortlisted. We wrote back to say the committee considered your application, but it was decided that the experience listed in your CV did not meet the requirements of the role as advertised. That is for this reason that your application was not successful. And from there, we did not receive any further communication, Chairperson. We tried to restrict ourselves to the normal processes, because in processes like this, Chairperson, communication to applicants is limited to a shortlisted candidate. It's only at the end when communication is sent to everybody who applied to indicate that they were not successful. But this is how far it has gone. We have not received any further communication from Dr. Zuma, but we wanted to bring this matter to the attention of the committee. The chairperson was briefed when we were administratively dealing with this matter to make sure that it is not taken by surprise. This concludes our presentation, Chairperson. I thank you, and with your permission, my colleague Advocate Jenkins can come in and comment on the submission made by Mr. Mela, so that the committee can deliberate, having been given input from the legal advisor. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Thank you, Advocate. Perhaps before Advocate Jenkins comes in, I think let's also deal with the legislature watch letter, which came in at 12:05 today. Do you have it, Advocate?
Chairperson, unfortunately, because of other commitments, I was in between meetings and my mailbox was bouncing. It's a technical challenge. I just, from those virtual meetings, came straight into this one. I have not seen the email, and I checked in my email box. It's not there. For sure, it's one of those emails that bounced. If my colleague can just display it so that we can also read it for record purposes.
Okay. Lubabalo, Estelle,
Lubabalo, yes, I do not remember receiving any email from Legislature Watch again, Chair, especially today. And even Estelle, I don't think she received any. Maybe it was, we were not included in the email, Chair.
Can I forward to you?
Please, Chair.
And then you flight it?
Yes, Chairperson. I'll do so, Chair. Thank you so much, Chairperson.
So I've sent you an email and Estelle's email.
Okay, Chair.
Chairperson?
Yes. Yes, yes.
May I speak, Chairperson?
Please do.
Yeah. I just wanted to get clarity on something from Etiquette Tao, on one of the slides, table of contents, number 5, which reads correspondence from one of the unsuccessful candidates. I'm just asking whether it should read unsuccessful shortlisted candidates. Because if someone reads this months and years later, it would give the impression that this person was in the final list of the candidates, which is not the case here. So it should read unsuccessful shortlisting, because we are still dealing with even as they responded in writing to Dr. Zuma. They used the correct words, shortlisted. So I think that the word between unsuccessful and candidates, the word shortlisted should be put in there, I propose. Thank you.
Chairperson, I want to come in.
Please.
Yes, with regard to the point raised by Honorable Joseph, I think he's correct. It is not shortlisted candidate. It is actually an applicant.
Ah, wait a minute.
She was an applicant.
Yeah.
And it must be left applicant to the position. It must be left like that, because she did not make it to the shortlist, so she was not a candidate for interviews.
Okay, Advocate, do you get what the honourable members are saying?
It's noted, Chairperson. We will correct it to reflect that it is a candidate who was unsuccessful on the shortlisting.
No, but what do you put in the
Islungu, applicant.
Yeah.
Applicant, not shortlisted. Applicant, not shortlisted.
Advocate Tang.
Student is shortlisted applicants.
Okay. Okay. Lubabalo, read the letter. I think let's just stress that this letter got into my inbox at 12:05 today. The legislature watch.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I can confirm. Yes, the time 12:05, 30 October 2020, and it looked like it was sent to almost all members or to all members of the subcommittee, and then to the speaker. Maybe it's not important for me to dwell on who has CC'd, but let me continue, Chairperson, to read the email. Dear subcommittee responsible for appointing the director of the Parliamentary Budget Office, the horrifying outlook for our economy and people's well-being presaged in the MTBCS will have renewed your resolve to ensure that appropriate and credible measures are urgently enacted to rescue our economy and public finances. It may have also reminded you why a credible, competent and independent PBO is needed to navigate our country's away from the precipice of an existential macro fiscal crisis and prevent, unfortunately, the current short list of candidates does not present a single candidate with the requisite widely accepted expertise and credibility in the field of public finance, integrity, and leadership required to build this important office. Any public finance expert in the country will confirm this, irrespective of the purported responses to the interview question. Next paragraph. As you are scheduled to meet this afternoon to propose a candidate for the PBO head, in the interest of South Africa, her citizens, the continued progressive realization of a better life for all, I humbly implore the committee to re-advertise the post for the position of the director to allow for the identification of an appropriate candidate. Proceeding with the current shortlist will undoubtedly harm the oversight of public finances and the legacy and reputation of this committee. Yours, Anon. Thank you, sir.
Who's Anon? Anonymous.
No, but from Legislature Watch, remember?
I'm sorry, it's anonymous, yes. Thank you, sir. There's an over to you, sir.
Oh.
See this anonymous thing. I'm sorry, Chair.
That's fine. Thank you. I think we have got the package of what transpired, the vetting, and then some of the comments which came from the members of the public. But Advocate Dow, you were then asking Advocate Jenkins to come in. Yes, Advocate Dow, Advocate Jenkins.
Good afternoon, Chairperson, honorable members, colleagues. Chair, the issue of fit and proper, remember we put that into the Act when we amended it a few years ago. And in fact, Sean Miller it was a submission that he made to put it in there. So it is in there. We have, as legal services, advised on this matter, specifically with the appointment of the present Public Protector, Chair, and what we've done, Chair, Let me just get my legal opinion. I don't have it. But the issue of fit and proper chair has been considered by our courts and has been written about. And generally, in legal terms, people are speaking about a warranty given to the public that a person will not act, or that the person will act ethically, not unethically. That's the crux of it. So the issue of fit and proper is whether a person can act in honesty with integrity and reliability. When the courts looked at this chairperson, they said where legislation requires a fit and proper requirement for candidates, it's a value judgment that involves a character screening. And then in the constitutional court case of DA versus the president of South Africa in 2012, which dealt with the appointment of the National Director of Public Prosecutions, the court said, yes, there might be differences of opinion in this value judgment exercise to look at someone's character, but it can nevertheless be determined objectively. So what is required for the committee, for the subcommittee to do when it considers these submissions made on the fit and proper, is to first of all realize that there's differences of opinion about character. So some people might think a character is reliable and others not. And it goes to the question that the committee must satisfy itself of, whether they think the candidate they recommend will act ethically with honesty, integrity, and reliability. Specifically, vis-a-vis the functions that set out in Section 15 of the Act, to be that research independent research body created by Section 15 of the Act. So that connection must be there. But it must be able, one must be able to ascertain whether a person is fit and proper objectively as well, Chair. So I'm mentioning this in there so that one, as a member of Parliament, can see that there might be differences, but in the end, one must be able to come to an agreement to say, look, there is or there is not evidence of being fit and proper, of being reliable or not reliable, Chairperson. So I think, Chair, that's the submission I was asked to make to the committee, and that's what we've done in our work at Legal Services. So this is our position when it comes to that point. It differs, Chair. I remember when we made the amendment to the Act, we also looked at what does it mean, exactly what comes out. And then we looked at the appointment of certain people to other bodies like the Financial Intelligence Center and so on. So it differs depending also on where you're going to find yourself, whether you're fit and proper for that specific position. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Advocate Jenkins. Advocate, is there anything that you want to add? Okay, honourable members, I think we have got a package of the things that the support staff has reported on. I don't know whether you want to take a bite on these things. I'm opening to you. Can I have indications of people who would like to talk to the subject or subjects that have been presented to us? The process and what has transpired between then and now. Honourable members, please indicate if you want to talk.
Chairperson, I would like to speak, Dennis.
Honourable Joseph, number two.
Elizabeth Dipuo Peters.
Honourable Peters.
Honourable Abraham.
Honourable Abraham, honourable members, I'm listening. Honourable members, I've got Honourable Joseph, I've Honourable Peters, I've Honourable Abraham. Any other person would like to have a bite? If somebody comes up, then can I allow Honourable Joseph to break the ice? Honourable Joseph, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. First of all, I would like to appreciate the reports from the administration. And secondly, I think our committee is doing our work with utmost openness and transparency, and with an open process, which is very important. And then I would like just to refer to the correspondence and the questions raised in the correspondence about the previous director and the staff that were implicated there. But what is important is in the response to the person who made that request about certain allegations, the answer there was the three persons in question that is part of the applicants list have been cleared in that investigation or the findings that came out. I think that was clear to me. What was clear to me, and then I think the points raised by Advocate Jenkins in terms of fit and proper, which the committee have also discussed previously in detail, and we received now further information to clarify what fit and proper is, and definition in the context of this vacancy, I am satisfied that we are on the right track in still within the confines of the legislation, the mandate of the committee, openness, transparency, and within the process. As far as I'm concerned, we can proceed. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Joseph. Can I allow Honorable Peters to come in?
I think I must support Honorable Joseph with the suggestion that we need to proceed, Chairperson. We received, Chairperson, the briefing from, maybe I might start by thanking the support team for the work that they did, going to make sure that we do get the vetting results. They do respond to the queries that emanated from those who did not see their names on the shortlist, as well as dealing with the correspondence from the acting secretary to parliament.
Sorry, Mama, my apologies. Can you please switch on your camera? I'm sorry for interrupting you, Ma. They want your picture. They are also televising this meeting, Ma. Sorry.
Is that so?
Yes, Mama. Sorry.
So, police file. Thank you very much. I'm very sorry. Maybe I must start from the beginning. I was saying, Chairperson, we need to thank the technical team for the work that they did in making sure that they could prepare the work for us. They did the qualifications verification. They got the vetting results. They got the submission from the acting secretary to parliament. They dealt with Sean Miller's submission. They also had to deal with a correspondence from one of the unsuccessful candidates. But also now the letter that you have flighted that comes from Legislature Watch. I think we need to thank them for the work that they have done that made it possible for us to be able to be engaging in this particular process. Chairperson, in any process, you are not going to have each and every person being 100% satisfied. And Chairperson, at times it's very difficult even for a committee of our nature, that is a subcommittee of a broader a platform, to be dealing with aggrieved processes, because some of the queries come from people who are aggrieved by previous processes in the areas of the very PBO office. And I think the replies from the acting secretary to parliament that indicates that the complainant has got a report and that they have dealt with the matter. I don't think that we should be engaging this thing any further. Taking into consideration the indications from Advocate Jenkins also, I would believe that as a delegation that has been sent to do work on behalf of our four committees, we need to finalize the process and report to the broader committee and take it from there. So I would recommend truly that the work has been done, but I also think, Chairperson, the committee secretariat went the extra mile to engage an applicant who there was a process of publicizing of shortlisted names did not raise an objection at that particular time. At the end of the process, did not even follow how the interviews happened, because it shows that she didn't even follow the process. Now, when the process is concluded, she comes back and says, why was I not shortlisted? And I think some of these things are things that are going to take us back and forth. So I'm appealing, Chairperson, that we go ahead with this particular process and thank the team for the work that they have done. We take note of Legislature Watch issue, because they are a running commentary about what the Minister of Finance tabled 2 days ago and how they believe that the candidates might not have the requisite in terms of experience, in terms of their view. But also, Chairperson, we are dealing with an anonymous person writing under the label of Legislature Watch. So I think it is important that at times, as these committees, we must also want to know the identities of the people who are complaining, because tomorrow they will come up with other issues and we don't know. The person might be even sitting in this meeting and we don't know the person is sitting in the meeting. So I think it is important that people should not hide behind anonymity. They must show their faces, show their hands, so that when we deal with the issues, we deal with actual people that we can see. But we take note of the issues that they are raising. We take note of the response of the acting secretary to parliament, and we appreciate the work that the committee secretariat has done. And we take the process forward. There was just another matter. I'm looking at this thing, but you know, being born before technology, it keeps on closing. I forgot, Chairperson. At the beginning, I really thought we should, as this committee, take note, and the secretariat did make mention of that, take note that one of the candidates that was shortlisted and interviewed passed away. May his dear soul rest in peace. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Peter. Honorable Abraham.
Yes, Chair. Thank you. Chair, let me follow in the footsteps of other members who have really commended the work that has been done, both by yourself, Honorable Chairperson, and the team, together with the advocates. First and foremost, I want to agree that in terms of should I start the video, Chair? Oh, okay. Okay, Chair, thank you. All right. Chair, I was just saying that I want to join the other members who have really commended the hard work that has gone through everything that has happened up to this stage. And I really also want to request that we rule out the issues of complaints by candidates. Not to say that they should not be attended to, but to say that they should at least not hold the subcommittee from doing its job, because at the end of the day, even for the shortlisted candidates, only one candidate will be appointed. You do not assume that the candidates who do not make it are going to be happy about it. Chair, I want to start off by saying, you know, the letter written by anonymous, granted it is a democratic country and they have a right to write like that. However, it also gives us ammunition in terms of why and how the decisions to shortlist the way we did were done. However, Chair, one should hasten to add that in the process, as this subcommittee, we are not decision makers. We are merely recommending to the authorities of Parliament as to which candidates performed best in the process. And therefore, it is really for us to be objective. I'm looking at the explanation that you have been given by Advocate Jenkins, that we considered everything about the candidates, and our recommendations are objective. It is good that we also have a letter from the acting secretary, which is something that will cover our backs even in the future when other things come up. At least we did inquire from the institution where these candidates work currently, and this is the information that we got. Secondly, Chair, in terms of being cleared, the candidates have also been cleared by the intelligence of the country. They have received a clean bill from the security institutions of the country, which was, if we remember well, one of the reasons why we were delayed in dealing with the recruitment, because we wanted to be certain that the candidates are cleared, they have got security clearance. And therefore, Honorable Chairperson, I noted that in one of the letters that were written, I think it was Anonymous who wrote about re-advert. I think there is a contradiction in talking about taxpayers' money and again come back and still reuse taxpayers' money for a purpose that has been done and done thoroughly and done with success. However, Chair, having said that, I want to return to my initial comment that says we are recommending to the authorities of Parliament. Unfortunately, the letters that have been written have also been written to the presiding officers. Having said that, Chair, I wish to agree with the members that say, let us go ahead, not because we are forceful, but because we think that we are on the right track. We have done what needs to be done. We have checked what needs to be checked. And therefore, we are correct to forge ahead and recommend to Parliament as to who should be or who are the best candidates for the job. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Abraham. Honorable members who didn't speak, is there anyone who would like to have a go?
Yes,
two more hands, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Honorable Njadu, who else?
Moletsane.
Honorable Moletsane, is that all? Okay, Honorable Njadu.
I would like to speak, Chair, Mr. Hill Lewis.
Honorable Hill Lewis.
Chairperson, good afternoon, good afternoon, members. Just apology for the little bit of disturbance in my background. I'm on the road, I'm coming from the NCOP provincial week. Yeah, Chairperson, my point will be very specific. My point will be that the subcommittee to note all the matters which was raised as that in terms of noting. Then my point is, Chairperson, that the process of the subcommittee covered all requirements in terms of the following, which is credibility, transparency, and fully complied to ensure that everybody are accommodated in all matters which was raised throughout the process. So, Chairperson, that is my point, and I fully support in terms of that we have to move the process in terms of taking it forward to Parliament. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Njadu. Honourable Muletsane. Honourable Muletsane.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chair. Let me just have a bite too on the matter. Let me start first with the issue of the letter that complains about the three candidates. I want to agree with the colleagues to say that the acting secretary has clarified the matter. She has showed us the innocency. And then on the second matter of anonymous, as much as we note his or her opinion, I'm a little bit worried why the anonymous decided to keep quiet after the candidates were published for not commenting and decided at the 11th hour to come and send the email saying whatever the anonymous is saying. There was an ample time for the anonymous to send the committee that email. But now at the 11th hour, he decides. Now one is asking himself, what is the anonymous trying to achieve? What are the intentions of the anonymous for sending this email at the 11th hour? So now I would like to say that it is even more difficult because now we are even dealing with the person that we know. We are now entertaining the anonymous. If the person was clear to say, I'm the one, Muletsane, I have signed this, it's me who have sent this email. We'll be knowing who's having this concern, but the person, we don't even know the person. So my take is that I agree with the colleagues to say that let us continue, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honourable Muletsane. Honourable Hilouis.
Thanks, Chair. I just want to ask a question. When we discuss the individual merits of the candidates, whether the meeting will remain open or whether it will be a private meeting, it's just a process question. But then secondly, if I may just make a point, just to say where I am on this matter, it's slightly different view. I'm actually not opposed to this committee deciding to recommend to the full committee that we should re-advertise the position. Let me explain why. And I'm going to make some comments around the individual candidates.
Chairperson, I think before the member goes on, may I speak for clarity? I don't want a member to go into the merits as you want to go into now. We're still discussing the correspondence and the shortlisting of candidates and so on, if I'm correct. May I just get clarity on that? Before member, you know, start debating the merits of the case, which should be the next phase. Thank you, Chair. Just want clarity on that.
Okay, Robert Lewis, we are agreeing on that. We are not going there, I suppose.
Okay, well, you see, let me say that the...
Rabun Hilouis, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
There's that question that you asked, whether this part is open or not open. Do you want us to clarify that before you continue? You are fine to continue without that?
I'm fine to continue, Chair.
Continue that.
The loss of Professor Daniel Plaikie is extremely sad. In my personal opinion, he was a candidate of superb merit and caliber, and was definitely my favoured candidate. Let me just leave it at that, without going into the merits or demerits of the other candidates. But suffice to say that his loss is obviously not just a personal tragedy to his family and to the country, but puts me in a difficult position in this process because he was the person who came out tops in my scoring process. So I'm based on my assessment of the candidates, I am not opposed to re-advertising the position. Not based on this correspondence, but based on my own assessment of the candidates. I just wanted to put that on the table because that's where I am and that's how I honestly feel about the matter.
Okay, thank you. Just to answer the first part of your question, Honorable Hillouis, the process is open to the public. Remember, that's what we said, that this process will be transparent, will be open to the public from the beginning to the end. So it is an open process, and I think that will also put us in a good stead if we continue the way we have started. Right, honorable members. I think the question now. I think there is a view which came from Honorable Hillouis, and I can only join him as far as the unfortunate thing of Professor Plaatjie's passing on. Not necessarily that he was the best candidate for me. I'm just saying it would be better to have even him in the mix. But honorable members, I think I don't know. I think it's very clear based on the discussions that we have had that we are saying let's continue with the process. Not unless there's somebody has been persuaded otherwise by Honorable Hillouis, but the majority of the view here is that say let's continue the process. As you know, I think honorable members before have stressed this thing that we are only a subcommittee which is going to recommend to the four committees who can still take a view. So based on the majority of the views here, I think let's proceed, honorable members, and go to the next agenda item.
Can I be out of order, Chair? I'm sorry for disturbing you. Just a small reminder, Chairperson, about the email from Legislature Wash, that this email, the latest one that came through today, is not the first one. There were others. And we, for example, we continue to forward them to members. And in the summary before the interviews, it was also in that document, Chairperson. So I just wanted to remind you, Honorable Zane, about that part.
Okay, that's fine. We considered all the inputs even at that stage, and then nothing stopped us from proceeding with the process. So we'll note that. But I think the important thing that Honorable Zane was saying that when we are dealing with the transparent process. And I think that's what Honorable Abraham said again. The anonymous part of the comment is a word of some sort, but we did consider that. So can we go to the next agenda item? And then I think what we are doing now is to look at the candidates. Remember, honorable members, we said we are going to get three candidates. One, two, three, in the order of preference. And then those candidates will be presenting those candidates to the joint committees, which are the committees who elected us to run with this process. So honorable members, can we get to that? Who would like to have a first bite? Honorable members? Am I alone?
No, Chairperson, you're not alone. We are working very hard now.
I don't mind going, Chairperson.
Okay. All right.
Honorable Lewis, please start.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Chairperson and colleagues. Let me just explain. I have two decision-making kind of frameworks in my mind. Firstly, the scoring, and secondly, an assessment, my own assessment of who and what kind of person I think will be best for the job. Let me just start with the scoring. The top scorer was Professor Daniel Plaikies by some distance. He is obviously sadly departed. The second scorer in my book was Dr. Mostert from the Limpopo Provincial Government. The third scorer in my book was Dr. Jankies from the PBO. So because Professor Plaikies is no longer with us, the top scorer is Dr. Mostert, and the second scorer becomes Dr. Jankies. Now, the difference between those two, by the way, is only 1 point, so nearly exactly the same, but just slightly higher for Dr. Mostert. So that is the scoring mechanism. Let me say that I think that the kind of person that is needed for this role, and why I believe those are really the only two that I can consider. You've got to have someone who is extremely technically proficient at statistical modeling, data analysis, and econometrics. And of the candidates that we interviewed, I thought that there were only three who could demonstrate to me sufficient experience in those fields. And those are the three names that I've mentioned. And the person who holds this position cannot simply be a discursive economist who is not able to empower the Parliamentary Budget Office with serious, substantive, technical ability and statistical and analytical ability. That's the first thing. The second thing is that person has to be a leader, a natural leader, who is going to be able to build the PBO and establish it as a serious force to be reckoned with in the field of economic analysis in South Africa. And ultimately, we should be looking to the PBO in the next few years to be of a similar stature to the Bureau of Economic Research at the University of Stellenbosch, or the Independent Budget Office, for example, in the House of Commons in the UK, and the Houses of Congress in the United States. These are organizations that can stand on their own two feet. They are not pushed around by political winds. They are evidence-based. They have rigorous, seriously credible technical analytical abilities, and they produce research of the highest global standard on their own. The PBO that we have does not do that at the moment. It is far from that. But we should aim to appoint someone who could, over time, turn it into that kind of organization. And I thought that Professor Plaikies could take it in that direction, as he has done in so many other organizations. So again, I say, Chairperson, I am unsure that the other two people that I've shortlisted will be able to do that. I don't feel 100% confident that they will be able to. But if we are going to proceed, then those are the two that I would consider, Dr. Mostert and Dr. Jankies. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Hillois. Honorable members.
My hand is up, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Abraham, please come in.
Okay. Chair, I want to come close to Honorable Hillois. Professor Plaikies was indeed a great candidate. But with due respect to his family and associates, even himself, Dr. Plaatjes, had stuff written about him in the legislature watch. It is a great pity that he is not here now, because maybe the discussions would be different. However, he is now no more, and may his soul rest in peace. But I just wanted to say that even his name, though he was the best of the candidates that we interviewed, even his name was spoken about by the people of South Africa who are interested in the process. But having said that, he is now no more. He is not with us. We cannot cry over split milk. The reason why I say I somehow agree with Honorable Hill Lewis is that for me, the second candidate was indeed Dr. Chantis. And for all the reasons that have been presented by Honorable Hill Lewis, for me, really, the thing about his approach and his experience is not necessarily national. His approach seemed to be either in his province, in his district, or in the regions. So I think, Chair, for me, I would forward the name of Dr. Chantis to take the first position for recommendation. And in that space, for me, he would be followed by a woman, Dr. Olandi. Because for me, Dr. Olandi also rose to the occasion and, you know, combined with the fact that she also was in a position to act from time to time in the same position as Dr. Chantis. Dr. Chantis was a bit up from the others that are now remaining, and he was dynamic in presenting his case. And we know, as the committees of finance and appropriation, that in terms of what we know about him, it's not just about theory now that he's being interviewed. I strongly feel that we can recommend him in the first position, because we also know that the skills, the knowledge, and the experience are real in our experience in the institution. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Abraham. Any other taker?
I'm here.
Honorable Peters.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think with regards to the candidates, I have the same and feeling like Honorable Hill Lewis with regards to our dearly departed Professor Plaatjes. If anything, on the 29th, when I left Gauteng, I knew that that is my candidate, number one. And he was to be followed by, let me now say, now that the forces of nature has denied us of his service, if we could have recommended to the committee to succeed in that way, I then would change my approach and come up with Dumisani Jankie You know, these two surnames always used to confuse me between Flaky and Janky. Dumisani Flaky Janky, and Dumisani was my number two, actually. Now I would make him my number one because he was not far off from Prof. And followed by Dumisani was Dr. Olandi. So I would say, I would now recommend Dr. Dumisani Janky, followed by what is her name? What is her name, Dennis? The lady on the list,
Nelia.
Dr. Nelia Olandi. I wanted that. I almost said Nelly. Dr. Nelia Olandi. And she performed well, according to me. But also, taking into consideration what Honorable Nokolo has raised, I don't have issues with Dr. Mostert. But for me, it would truly be important for us to appoint somebody who have had that particular national and international exposure. Dr. Janky has been very central in similar responsibilities in the region as well as in the continent. And I would believe the issues that Honorable Hill Lewis is raising about being able to stand up against peers globally, like the similar offices in Canada or in the US, the Congress, a budget office in the US or in the UK. I would believe that Dr. Janky would be able to match up to that. So the last candidate that I have, and unfortunately for whoever, because truly speaking, the experience of having worked with this particular candidate in the various responsibilities as a member of parliament exposed us to what their capabilities are. And I would recommend the third candidate. Although had it gone according to me, Chairperson, I would have just emerged with one name and leave it at that. But because we are recommending to a committee, I would put the third name as Dr. Mohammed. And I stopped there, but I would believe that had it been according to my preferences, had forces of nature not prevailed, my candidate would have been the late Dr. Blackie. Thank you. I forgot to switch on, but I've got a problem. My system is weak.
Yeah. No, I Honorable Peters.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Njadu. No, thank you, Honorable Peters. Honorable Njadu.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chairperson, my observation during the interviews, I've looked at it from a very practical point of view when I was looking in terms of the evaluating the candidates. And I also, in my mind, bring in the independency of the PBO. So the candidate to be merged with the independency of the PBO. Now, the following points that I have considered looking at the candidate was that in terms of the academic qualifications and the experience, the legislative expertise and administration of the candidate, management and conflict resolution, knowledge and understanding of the PBO mandate, the stability of the PBO, the strategic leadership. So that's what I was focusing, looking at when candidates was presenting. So Chair, my point is very straight in terms of my observation and looking at the candidate, that my candidate for number one, I would propose Dr. Jankis, and then followed by Dr. Olandi. So that will be my preferable candidates in terms of my observations and my views, in terms of how I have looked at the candidates that I would propose for number one, Dr. Jantjies, and number two, Dr. Olandi. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honourable members, any other take?
Chairperson.
Honourable Joseph.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm going to be very short. I have just looked at my scores that I and the reports that I've compiled on the day of the interview, and just want to make the following comment, and that is that Dr. Janji scored or outscored the other candidates by 1 point. So I have Dr. Janji as number one, and the other candidates, the three candidates, have the same score in the second place, besides Mr. Bongani Khumalo, who scored 5 points less. So I would only then want to apply my mind to the first number one candidate, which is Dr. Jantjies. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Joseph.
Chairperson.
Honorable Mletsane.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honestly, let me be open and say that I'm sharing the same sentiments with the colleagues to say that my number one was Professor, but unfortunately, God decided to make his decision. May his soul rest in peace. So my second candidate was who's now becoming the number one is Dr. Plagis. Dr. Plagis really...
Sorry. Not Dr. Plagis.
Oh.
You've just said...
Sorry. Thank you. Thank you, Chair, for correction. Dr. Jantjies, he really demonstrated the understanding of the mandate of the office of the PBO. And he was able to reflect on the adherence to the provisions as set out in the money bill amendment procedures and related matters. Unfortunately, those were the two that I concentrated on. Now that the professor is no longer there, then I have this one candidate, Dr. Jantjies. Thank you.
Thank you so much, honorable members. I think I've taken everybody on this matter. I think the majority were very clear that Dr. Dumisani Jantjies it's our number one candidate, and number two is Dr. Olani. I didn't hear what exactly you were saying about the third candidate, honorable members. Let's finish because we're tasked to come back with three candidates to the joint committees. And for me, it doesn't surprise me. All these candidates have got territorial advantage. They've interacted with the committees. They've interacted with parliament. So it's not a surprise. They do understand the national footprint. They've been acting under the Money Bills Act. So it's a bill that they understand. They didn't go and study it for the sake of the interview. Please give me the third candidate so that we can gravitate towards the
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Peters.
Like I indicated in my input, my third candidate would be Dr. Mohammed.
Can we proceed on those basis, Honorable Members?
No, Chair. I said that my first candidate, just by 1 point, is actually Dr. Mostert from the Limpopo government, and my second candidate is Dr. Jantjies. I think Dr. Mostert has incredible research and technical statistical modeling experience, and that's really what I'm looking for in this position. So I would strongly motivate for him to be the third candidate on the shortlist. I would also just say, Chair, that if it could be just recorded, I still, after this discussion, am even more certain hearing how every single person preferred Dr. Plaikie's. His loss is such a big loss to this organization. I understand that I'm overruled on this, but I would like it just recorded for the record that actually my preference would be to re-advertise the position and to try and find someone of Professor Plaikie's stature and caliber. But understanding that I am in the minority on that view, my two for the shortlist would be Mostert and Jankies.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Hill Lewis.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Njadu. Yes, Honorable Njadu.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chairperson, on the same principles that I have scored and my preferable one and two, I will recommend Dr. Mohammed as the third candidate. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I think let's record Honorable Hillouis as views on this one, and I think when we go to the joint sitting of the committees, we'll still be free to raise those issues. But from what I hear here is that it's Dr. Janchis, Dr. Olani, and Dr. Mohammed, right? That's the majority view that I get. These are recommendations. These are recommendations that we are going to be taking to the joint sitting of the committees. As we don't have decision making powers, we can only recommend to the joint sitting of the committees, honorable members. Can we live with that? Noting everything else which has been said, which we'll have to take to the joint sitting. Okay. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Thank you so much, honorable members. All that I can say from my side of the candidates that we are taking there, very little separate them. Lubabalo, what is the next agenda item? So those are the names that we are going to take. Just for me to repeat, is Dr. Janchis in the order of preference. Is Dr. Olani, is Dr. Mohammed. Lubabalo, what's...
Yes, Chair.
Yeah. What's the next agenda item?
It's the consideration of minutes, Chairperson, previous minutes.
For all members, can we go to the minutes? Just 2 minutes. Let's go to those minutes. I'm trying to get mine from...
Can they not be posted on the platform as well, Chair, if possible?
Lubabalo, do you want to start which one? 29 September? Which one? Which are the first ones? Lubabalo?
4th of September, Chairperson.
Fourth of September.
Let me organize them, Chairperson, then I'm going to share my screen in just 2 minutes, Chair.
Yeah, there's the 4th of September. But remember, in the meantime, you can open your iPads, or you see those minutes.
Okay.
Chairperson, I move for adoption of the minutes of the 4th of September, taking into consideration that it might, the colleagues might have read them.
Okay.
I second Chairperson, the 4th of September, Dennis Joseph.
The minutes of the 4th of September proposal for adoption, Honorable Peters, and seconded by Honorable Joseph. Can we run with that? Agreed?
Agreed, Chairperson.
Okay. Agreed, Chair.
Thank you. One is the 17th of September. Am I right, Lubabalo?
Yes, Chairperson. Next is 17th of September, Chair.
Yebo. Can you have the mover for the adoption?
I so move, Chair.
The minutes of the 17th of September, Ms. Abrams has moved for the adoption. Seconder?
Second, Chair.
Honorable Njadu, second. Minutes adopted, agreed?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you. The next minutes are the minutes of the 29th of September. Are we there?
Yes, Chair.
29th of September, please put those minutes on the screen.
The screen, Chair.
Mm-hmm. 29th September, we have got the 4th of September on the screen.
Okay, just a second, let me close this line.
Chairperson, can I just get a clarity?
Yes, ma'am.
When we were busy with the interviews, was it correct that before the conclusion of the interviews, one of the members left whilst the candidate was still sitting in the chair of the interviews?
That in the minutes, Chairperson.
It's not in the minutes, I'm asking.
Oh. I remember.
Because
your question.
Finish with the minute, Chair, if you want to indulge us, and then Honorable Peters can come with her issue.
I think she's saying that if the case, it should be in the minute.
Hey, Chair, can I just raise something here on this minute? This has been citing.
Yes, Honorable Dadu.
Yes, just there by the attendance. I think it's an omission that Honorable Peters is.
They donated me.
It was just the turnaround NCOP National Assembly.
Okay. And then there's Honorable Njad in front above you from the big house. Thank you, Honorable Njadu.
I move for adoption, Chairperson.
But before that, Honorable Peters is raising the matter that should it appear, if that was the case, that one member left before the conclusion of that meeting. I think that's what she's saying. It should be reflected in the meeting.
Chair, I think if it affected the quorum, then I would say it would become a discussion. Otherwise, it was still corrected at the time.
Okay,
it's more important for the value of the minutes and the decisions or deliberations and not deliberations we've done today, but for the meeting itself and the interviews that we were corrected. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. So can I remove the minutes?
Yes, but Chairperson, just for future that. We were given a task as a collective and that we started well and we should have ended well. And I thought that for me, it was an anomaly. I have never seen it in my previous life that when a panel is constituted, whilst the interview is on, the one a candidate is still being interviewed, then one of the panel members just ups and goes. But I thought that for me, it was important that matter, Chairperson. As the chairperson of the committee, you should take note of. Thank you.
No, noted, Honorable Peters. then do you still have the move for the adoption of the minutes?
Yes, Chairperson, I move for adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Joseph Sekenda. Honorable members.
Without amendments, of course, Chairperson.
Yes. Yeah, honorable Sekenda, honorable members.
The second chair.
Then that second, can we then the minutes are adopted. Thank you. Thank you, honorable members. Babalo, what's next?
Chair, we are done, Chairperson. Maybe say this guidance with respect to the approach on Wednesday, maybe underway forward. I mean, on Tuesday, Chairperson, underway forward. Is the subcommittee going to go to the four committees with the draft report in hand, or the subcommittee will have a separate approach? I'm trying to think, Chairperson, about how we are going to approach Tuesday.
Before that, Babalu, all members, there's a joint sitting on Tuesday. Is it the PBO? Who's
PBO and FFC? PBO and FFC, Chair.
PBO and FFC coming to brief joint committees about the MTBBS. So the thinking was that let's use that day again to table our proposal to the joint sitting, because all the committees will be there. So that's why he's talking about Tuesday. Do you think we can do that, honorable members? Can I hear you?
Honorable Chair, if the draft report needs to be adopted, can't we just meet in half an hour before the time, our subcommittee, and then switch over to the other business of the day? Normal standing committee, if it's possible for the members of the other committees, you know, select committees and finance and so on. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. Honorable members, I think what Honorable Joseph is saying is that when we go to the joint sitting, we must have our final report adopted and everything done. So he proposes that if perhaps we can meet at 8:30, adopt the report, and then so that when we go to the joint sitting, we are having an adopted report already. So I hear you agreeing that we should present this to the joint sitting on Tuesday. Babalo, when is the next joint sitting except for Tuesday?
Let me quickly browse the consultative program, Chairperson. Of the MTBBS.
We're having a day when National Treasurer, I think, will be coming to brief joint sitting of committees, all of us on the MTBBS. Am I correct?
Chairperson?
Yes, Esther.
If I may, there are no more joint sittings in the MTBBS process of all four committees. After Tuesday, the two finance committees have got joint meetings, and the two appropriations committees have got joint meetings. But there are no joint meetings of all four committees scheduled after this coming Tuesday. And can I just for clarity, the report, each of the four committees will have to adopt its own report. Although it will be an identical report to both houses, each committee has to report separately. So I assume that's the report, Lubabalo, that you're referring to, that we will have to share a draft with all four committees before. But the way I understood the actual recommendation from the subcommittee is just in the form of saying these are the names that we, but the process followed will all be contained in that draft report that each of the four committees will have to adopt individually. So I'm not sure. I suppose we can send that draft report to the subcommittee beforehand, and then get via email inputs whether there need to be changes, and then we can share it with the secretariat of the four of the other four committees, so that their members can also that they can prepare if they're going to adopt it on Tuesday. It won't be a lengthy report, but summarizing the process.
Yeah, members, I think Estelle, we are correct. All what we need to do as subcommittees to go and report back about what would have happened, which will be contained in the draft report. But as far as the finalization of reports, each committee, which will be identical reports, each committee will have to finalize its own report and decide on their report. Agreed?
Yes, Chair.
Are you there?
Richard.
Advocate Njadu. Sorry, Honorable Njadu. Advocate Tau.
Can you hear, Chairperson? I am listening.
Help us with the process.
I think what needs to happen, that is how Estelle is explaining. Mm. But I think our suggestion earlier was helping. We can make sure that the draft report reaches the members of the joint subcommittee before the end of the day on Sunday, even tomorrow, because we have already worked on a draft. What needs to be added is the proceedings of today. Yeah. And then come Tuesday morning, the members of the joint subcommittee can meet for 30 minutes just to agree formally that this is the true reflection of what has happened throughout, and then it's presented to the joint sitting. Once the four committees agree, then each committee will start adopting it, so that when it is tabled in the House, it will be tabled as the committee report of finance or appropriation.
Okay. But okay, let me think aloud. So let's take National Assembly. Are you going to have the Standing Committee on Finance presenting the same report and having the Standing Committee on Appropriations presenting the same report? Is that what you are saying?
Chairperson, for the two houses, the Standing Committee on Finance and Standing Committee on Appropriation, because they deal with the same matter, they can have a joint report which will be titled the joint report of Standing Committee on Finance and Standing Committee on Appropriation. Okay. And in the NCOP can be a joint report of Select Committee on Finance and Select Committee on Appropriation on the appointment of the PPO director. And then, because they are reporting to the same house, the subject is the same. I don't think there is any harm in having a joint report, as long as it's the committee that belong to the same house.
Okay. Agreed. Honourable members, we are going to have a draft report, let's say latest by Sunday, but if we can have it by tomorrow, so that honourable members can look at it. If you have got some changes, please send those changes, such as that. Changes back to the secretariat, so that when we meet on, we are proposing that let's meet at 8:30 on Tuesday morning, and just we adopt that draft report. That's what we are saying, Advocate Dow. Agreed?
Yes, Chairperson.
Agreed, Honourable Members? This.
Yes, Chair.
Yes, Honourable.
Yes, Chairperson.
Agreed. Thank you.
The best ones for slides.
Chair, I think tomorrow, I mean, the report can reach members within an hour from now, because it is almost ready.
That's fine, Babalo. If you give us earlier, it's a bonus, but we're just saying by tomorrow afternoon and so on. Once you guys are done with it, please, as send it to us and allow the
give them chance to have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a long day.
Yeah, I think this is a penultimate meeting of the subcommittee. The last one will be the one at 8:30, which will be a very short meeting on Tuesday. But again, allow me to thank all of you for participating. And as well, saying these things are not always easy, they must be concluded one way or the other. Thank you so much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned.
Chairperson. Before you adjourn the meeting, let us also take this opportunity to thank you for how you steered the ship and for your patience with all of our shortcomings and challenges, and for making it possible that despite the protracted process that we're engaged in, we could arrive at the point where we can then take a report to the broader committees. Thank you, Chairperson, for what you have done on our behalf, as well as engaging the other institutions like Parliament, including ensuring that there is the vetting of candidates and there's also the qualifications. These processes are not easy, and we managed to sail through them. Thank you very much for your leadership. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Peters. Perhaps we also, on behalf of the subcommittee, to thank the office of the speaker, because she was helping us about trying to fast check things with the state security, and thank the state security, the minister there, and I know that she got involved in trying to fast check the process. You know, they deal with many things. There are many people are appointing, and so the queue can be quite long. But to be able to get this one with the COVID-19 thing and effect in this whole thing. Thank you so much, honorable members. Let's adjourn the meeting and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. Lekker navies, kamerad.